Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent, and today's question, it'll take us all the way to the end of the Bible. You've probably read many places in Scripture where God calls unbelievers to repent of their sins and trust Christ. Those commands are everywhere. But there's an invitation in the final chapter of Revelation that seems totally contradictory. Listen to this. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy. And let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Well, John, it seems like at least part of that passage invites sinners to keep on sinning. What's going on there?
What that is saying is that a person's response to the proclamation of the gospel will fix that person's eternal destiny. Those who hear the gospel truth but continue to do wrong and be filthy will be that way forever in hell. On the other hand, the one who commits to the gospel, embraces the gospel, and then practices righteousness and keeps himself holy, giving evidence of a genuine saving faith, that person will be perfectly righteous and perfectly holy in the life to come. There is no invitation ever given in Scripture calling people to keep doing wrong and keep being filthy. That clearly is not what that is intended to say. All invitations in Scripture given to the sinner are for the sinner to leave what is filthy and leave what is wrong and embrace what is good and righteous and holy. And you do that by faith in Christ, and then you enjoy that forever.
You're listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from the book of Revelation, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.